WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Grace Paley was named New York's first official state writer in 1986, she said the only thing nicer might be if she got an award from her block. Well, that'll give you a sense of what she writes about, the people from the neighborhood. Her neighborhoods have been the Bronx, where she grew up, Greenwich Village, where she raised her children, and Vermont, where she now lives. Vermont is a surprising place, for the writer Ann Tyler once described as urban to an unusual degree. Paley is a longtime peace and women's rights advocate. She's best known for her three volumes of short stories, which have just been collected in one book called The Collected Stories. Paley wrote poems even before she wrote stories. When I spoke with her in 1992, she read one of her poems.
Thank God for the old Jewish ladies. Though their sons are splendid with houses and brilliant from college, they take our leaflets. Sometimes they say, "Pishers, what's on your mind? Don't get excited. Hitler is dead. Where are the sweatshops?" Then we say, "Missus, did you forget Vietnam? I won't speak about Israel. Turn around maybe 80 degrees. You'll see a few sweatshops. Not to mention imperialism's furnace, the nation of Africa." They answer, "Of course. Oh, yes, as usual, we heard it before. Naturally, the poor people are dying, dying, dying. Foolish girl, listen, you'll never stop at the dying from killing." Then we tell them, only five words. "So, why did you live?" "Uh-oh, a fresh mouth. But, darling, you're right. In your life, you shouldn't give up the ship. So long you got strength. Maybe this world wouldn't turn out a total disaster."
I like that poem a lot. Did you feel that in their own way, the older people in the neighborhood were encouraging to you?
They were. And it's true. I mean, I actually wrote this fairly recently, so I'm just about as old as they are. But what I was feeling very much was when you stand on a street corner and give out leaflets, a lot of people don't take them. You know, and you begin to see who's taking them, who's not taking them, and you begin to develop theories and ideas, most of which are false. But in this case, I noticed that these old ladies, old Jewish ladies like me, were taking the leaflets.
Tell me why you've always had an affinity as a writer for describing people like that.
Well, I really do describe really lots of other kinds of people, but I think mostly in my first book, I think I had to go and deal with my own family and think about how they had come and lived on this American earth. An example would be that I'm very interested in and have written a poem and some stories even about an uncle of mine who was deported during the Palmer Raids in the 1920s and early 1920s or late 19s. And my family never talked about him. And it's something that has perplexed me and I don't understand it. So you really write about what you don't understand, you know. So I'm up to not understanding that right now.
No, you said you were curious. You wanted to kind of find out more about the mysteries of how your parents came here. There's actually a really interesting story behind some of that I'd like for you to tell, about how the Tsar let political prisoners
off. Oh, yeah, right. You know that story. Right. What happened was that my parents in Russia were political people, were socialists, and very active and very young also. They must have been 19, 20 years old. And my father was imprisoned and sent to Arkhangelsk, really. And my mother was sent into exile. And then the Tsar Nicholas, had a son. And when he had a son, he pardoned everybody under 21. And in this way, my parents were pardoned. My father was pardoned. My mother came back from Germany. And they got on a boat pretty fast and came to the United States.
Grace Paley recorded in 1992. Her three volumes of short stories have been collected in a new book called Grace Paley, The Collected Stories. This is Fresh Air.